This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A battering winter storm has knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people and homes and businesses across the U.S. It has left millions more to worry on Saturday about the prospects of further outages and crippling emergency service and response efforts and an effort in a snow-blown New York State. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says that this storm may go down as one of the worst in history.
There is not one place in the state of New York where the temperature is above zero as far as the real chill, real field temperature. That's what it feels like on your skin. And so this may be an historic event in that respect alone, that every part of New York is suffering the effects of this Arctic chill.
Across the country, officials have attributed at least 18 deaths to exposure, icy car crashes, and other effects of the storm. Russian shells have killed at least 10 people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posted photos of the wreckage, shopping and showing cars on fire, bodies on the street, and building front windows blown out. Russian forces abandoned Kherson last month. Ukraine has faced a blistering onslaught of Russian artillery fire, missile shelling, and drone attacks since early October, much of it targeting the energy infrastructure in a bid to cut electricity and heating services as the freezing winter advances. Police say five people have been arrested in a fatal shooting at Minnesota's Mall of America that sent the sprawling commercial center into lockdown on one of the final days of the holiday shopping season. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports the Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges announced the arrest at a Saturday evening news conference. This is VOA News. The Taliban government in Afghanistan has ordered all foreign and domestic non-governmental groups to suspend employing women, on AP correspondent Julie Walker with details.
It's the latest restrictive move by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers against women's rights and freedoms. The order came in a letter from the economic minister. It said that any NGO found not complying with the order will have their operating license revoked in Afghanistan. The ministry said it has received serious complaints about female staff working for NGOs not wearing the correct hijab or headscarf. It was not immediately clear if the order applies to all women or only Afghan women at the NGOs. The Taliban also separately banned women from attending religious classes at the mosques in the capital of Kabul. I'm Julie Walker.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus gave a grim assessment of the many health challenges and threats people around the world have faced this year. But as VOA's Lisa Schlein reports, there is some positive news in this report.
The House has passed an overhaul of the Electoral Count Act as part of its massive end-of-the-year spending bill after the Senate approved identical wording Thursday. The 1887 law has been long criticized as confusing and poorly written. The legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for a signature. Biden, in a statement, said the provisions will help ensure that the will of the people will be preserved. The measure is the most significant legislative response Congress has made yet to former President Donald Trump's aggressive efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Norman Hall, Washington.
Members of France's Kurdish community and anti-racism activists joined together in mourning and anger on Saturday in Paris after three people were killed at a Kurdish cultural center in an attack that prosecutors say was racially motivated. Shooting in a bustling neighborhood of central Paris also wounded three people and stirred up concerns about hate crimes against minority groups at a time when far-right voices have gained prominence in France and around Europe in recent years. The suspected attacker was wounded and detained. Family members of Brazilian soccer great Pelé are gathering at the Albert Einstein Hospital in Sao Paulo, where the 82-year-old global icon has been since the end of November. Doctors said earlier this week that Pelé's cancer had advanced, adding the three-time World Cup winner is under elevated care related to kidney and cardiac dysfunctions. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.